Hey, holy cow, it's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. And joining us now, analyst for the Marquee Network and MLB, the host of Off the Mound on Marquee, Ryan Dempster. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How are we doing this fine day?
Well, we have spring fever, we have baseball fever, and I want to ask you about baseball cards, because there's a big boom in cards right now, and I've heard you talk about collecting cards as a kid and your collection, but here's what I want to know. As a player, do you get to pick the picture they use for your baseball card, and do you have anything to do with what information they write on the back of your card? How does that work?
Not on the back. I'm an avid collector. I took a little bit of a hiatus for a while, too busy playing, but the picture day always intrigued me. Because, like, you know, it's like the way to just, like, let's get lazy about it. What happened in the good old days where you just, like, you're down on the field, somebody catches the snapshot, that's what I'm looking for. You out on the mound, or, you know, somebody in the bat with the box. So I'm at the field one morning, it's early, and I just decided I'm just going to give full-on, like, you know, Zoolander blue steel photos all day. and then you later on in the year, you see the picture, and you're like, that's why I'm a baseball player, not a model right there, because that wasn't a good shot.
Spring training. A lot of fun. Spring training this year, somewhat back to normal, not quite, but at least they're playing the spring games. But as a player, you guys could do without spring training altogether, right? You don't really like playing these games, do you?
No, of course you do. Yes, we do love playing the games, and we do love spring training because it's a chance for us to get back with our teammates that we haven't seen in a while, reconnected, you know, and it means that it's starting all over again, and you have a chance to go out there and have the best year of your life and win a World Series and do all those things, and those are real feelings that take place. So it's great. I just feel like it's changed so much. Especially, you know, in the last 10 years, but for players we get so worked up about the results of spring training games. And I understand, as a fan, you want your team to win, I get it. But at the end of the day, there's never a trophy or a parade for the end of the spring training games. It's just about getting ready for the season. So why do we care if we win or lose, other than the last 2 weeks? I feel like that's when you got to get going and start to get the habit of winning games. But it's all about getting the competition, the blood flowing again. So, yeah, we enjoy it. Maybe just don't take it as seriously. You know, the old joke was, how'd the game go? I don't know. I was worried about making my tee time. You know, that's kind of how it goes.
Hey, Ryan, what are the big challenges that Jake Arrieta faces coming into a familiar environment, and what are the advantages he has because he does have some familiarity with the people and with his surroundings?
Yeah, well, just adjustment period is so important, right? When you go to a new ball club, you're making new friends, you're meeting new people, and that's just not the guys in the locker room. That's coaches and staff and trainers and traveling secretaries and the people that work in the community relations department, everything. You're just, and then on top of that, you're finding a home for your family. So I think that just him having familiarity of all that, he knows how much he's loved in Chicago. And he's out to prove some stuff to himself, probably most importantly. His last couple of years hasn't gone how he's wanted them. His elbow's cleaned out. Last year was the hamstring issue. He's healthy now, and I see this as a guy that, you know, is he going to be 2015, Jake? No, probably not. I mean, I don't know if anybody will get to that level again, or it's really hard to, but he has a chance of being a really, really good, you know, all-star caliber pitcher in this league when he's healthy, and he's healthy right now.
I know it's early, but who on this staff you think might turn out to be somebody who surprises us? There's somebody to keep an eye on.
Yeah, well, like, you know, for me, I look at a guy like Zach Davies, just for the fact that he's better than a lot of people realize, you know, and I know it was a big trade giving up Yu Darvish, and he's not Yu Darvish, he pitches to a different beat, but I think he'll benefit from having a guy on the staff that pitches very similar to him in the sense of they rely on change of speeds a lot with Kyle Hendricks and being around that every day, but he's kind of flown under the radar. He's pitched in the NL Central for years when he was with the Brewers. He knows what he's doing. He's a capable pitcher. And I think at the end of the year, people are going to be like, whoa, this guy's really, really good. He knows how to pitch. When the initial trade happens, when there's a lot of doubt. So is he Yu Darvish? Stuff-wise, no, but numbers-wise, he can be pretty darn close.
I like that they call Davies Kyle Light. Is that fair, Brian?
Well, they can't call him Miller Light anymore because he's not Milwaukee, so I guess they'll have to go with Kyle Light. I think it is very fair. If you look at his numbers, listen, this guy's thrown a lot of innings in the big leagues. He's less hits than innings pitched. His walks to innings pitched, like his whip is very low. It's in the lower tier of the league. And when you don't have a lot of traffic on the base pass, you can have some really, you know, times in a game or games that he just cruises through. And if he's off a little bit, sure, he might get hit around because stuff isn't there like the upper echelon of the league. But at the end of the day, it's about locating your pitches, pitching with movement, changing speed. And if you can do that, you'll get people out. So that's a pretty fair comparison, I'd say.
Ryan Dempster and Boog Shambi on Marquee Sports this afternoon as the Cubs play the Texas Rangers. So there are a lot of lulls in those spring training games. And as you mentioned, Ryan, we're not that concerned with the wins and losses. So will you be filling time talking about the royal family this afternoon on Marquee?
Oh, are you talking about the Trudeaus? Sorry, I don't know where you're going with this.
That's right. For you, it's the Trudeaus.
Yeah. We probably will be staying away from that subject, as I, you know, I like to be informed, and I did not watch the Oprah interview, so I'm going to have to pass on that.
By the way, how is it that you did not become a National Hockey League player, and you ended up in playing Major League Baseball?
Turns out you have to be able to skate backwards and stop on your left side. And those are two things I really struggled with, that, and I could never lift my slap shot off the ice. So, but I'm doing all right in some pickup men leagues occasionally. So I just stand in front of the net. I'll let Tiger Williams and let them score on a rebound off my butt cheek or my chest.
There you go. Good for you. Yeah. You can catch Ryan on Marquee. He's the host of Off the Mound, and we look forward to checking you out during the game. Always good talking to you, Ryan. Stay healthy.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.